You're listening to the Outer Banks This Week podcast, a place for people to hear what's going on up and down the beach and get the truth about what really goes on around the Outer Banks. So here we go.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
Outer Banks This Week podcast, all brought to you by Juan Cheese Marina. It's famous for its fishing grounds, beautiful scenery, and quick access to all the wonderful waters here up and down to the Outer Banks. It's home to one of the finest charter fishing fleets on the Outer Banks. Now, things are kind of winding down as far as the yellowfin and all those different types, the blue marlin fishing and stuff like that. It's pretty much wound down, but you can still go do some fishing nonetheless. Bluefin tuna fishing is getting ready to get fired up, so that'll be a lot of fun. Also, you got to remember that Juan Cheese Marina is home to the Landing Grill. Some of the greatest eats can be had at the Landing Grill. And you can visit it all online at JuanCheeseMarina.com. I love their Philly cheesesteak down there. Have a really good Philly. So keep that in mind. All right, this is episode 40 of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. And I'm Justin. And today I have a very special guest. Someone whom I just met over the last 7 or 8 months. Her name is Miss Barbara Davidson. She is from the DARE Education Foundation. Barbara, hello.
Hi, Justin. Thanks so much for having me here today.
Absolutely. Glad that you were willing to come in today. Barbara, again, from the DARE Education Foundation. She's the director of the DARE Education Foundation. I'm actually on the board, which is kind of cool. I was really excited to get that position on the board because it's just anything to do to help the kids. Anything to do, and the teachers. Can't forget about the teachers and all the other faculty members, but at the end of the day, it's for the kids. This week is, we had Giving Tuesday, and it's kind of in the season of giving, so I felt like who better to bring in than someone who has their heart, her heart goes out to the kids, trying to help the kids on a regular basis, on a daily basis. And we're going to talk to her a little bit more in just a few moments about how you can give to the DARE Education Foundation during this season of giving. We'll get into that in just a few moments, but we just had Thanksgiving. And Miss Barbara, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was great. It was really great to be home here in this beautiful spot. Skies opening up, time outside with the family, time inside with the family, eating all the favorite foods.
Okay. So yeah. You didn't travel, you stayed here? Cool.
Little staycation.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was definitely a fun time around our place as well. I mean, we went over to my mom's like twice on Thanksgiving. There was so much food left over that we had like a second Thanksgiving. We did lunch and dinner. I had some family. My Aunt Katie and her whole crowd came up from Wilmington, and we had a big shrimp dinner over there on Friday night. And then it's just all the food that just lasted throughout the weekend. I think I finished it off on Sunday. So definitely a good time. Good little kickstart into the holiday season and the season of giving, into the Christmas and everything and all the way through to the new year. So I definitely had a very, very warm and happy Thanksgiving.
I think it's just such an amazing holiday to get together and sit back and say, like, okay, we're all going to really focus on gratitude.
Yes.
And to be in that spirit, it was such a reminder of how the work I do is made possible. It's made possible through people coming together, united around supporting others. I mean, what a beautiful thing to be a part of. Our entire organization has been based on this model that our schools can only succeed when the community supports them, that no one's going to come in and make them the dream schools we want them to be except ourselves. So we really got to unite around it and do something. And so my holiday meal, in fact, like when I thought about what I was grateful for, it involved a lot of the people that I get to know through this work and through this journey.
That's awesome. I love that. That's a heart of gold right there. You're blessed with that. Don't ever let anything change about that, Ms. Barbara, for sure. Again, we're going to jump into some more about giving and what DARE Education Foundation is, how it came about, how old it is, how long it's been around, and just all that's all that it entails in just a few moments. But I would like to give just a few quick shout outs, if I may. And Ms. Barbara, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that in just a few moments as well when we jump in and start talking about the DARE Education Foundation. Unless you have like some aside from DARE Education Foundation that you would like to give in just a few moments, we can do that. So just think of some. If you think of one, great. If not, no big deal. I have like three.
Okay.
I want to start with the Juan Cheese Christmas extravaganza that took place on Saturday, more specifically George Etheridge. We had George come in, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and he talked about Juan Cheese Christmas and all that it all that it is. And it was a big festival, pretty much. I mean, they had a lot of crafters and vendors at the Wanchese Community Building. Also had a big Christmas parade that started at 3. That was a lot of fun. I was actually at the whole ministry center getting everyone lined up for the parade. I was the parade, what do they call that, conductor? Is that the right word, do you think? Conductor, maybe? Parade conductor?
Grandmaster.
The Grandmaster. I like that. I like that name better. I was the parade grandmaster, not the Grand Marshal. That was Miss Merlee, Miss Merlee Austin. I was the grandmaster of the parade, so I got everybody lined up. And that, I mean, it's a kind of a chaotic hour and a half that it takes to get everything situated the right way. But when it goes off, you're like, oh, that was fun. That was good. But that was a good time. And everybody that attended that was blessed for sure. So a little shout out to Wanchese Christmas. I also want to shout out to Mr. Rob from Dare Challenge. Now, there's another organization in this season of giving. If your heart desires to give to Dare Challenge, it's definitely a great organization for getting people rehabilitated and back on their feet and into society that may have had some struggles. Mr. Rob, I saw him the other day. I was pumping gas, and he was pumping gas. I said, hey, to him, we were chit-chatting. He said, oh, yeah, he was getting in his car. He looked at me and said, oh, yeah, by the way, love the podcast. And I was like, ha-ha, you just ended up on my shout-out list. So I wanted to shout out to Mr. Rob real quick. He does a fantastic job with those gentlemen and trying to help him out and everything that he does. He's been involved with them for quite some time. I don't know exactly how long, but he's been involved with them for a while. So he's a fantastic gentleman. So I want to say hello to Mr. Rob. And I went through the other day because one of the beautiful things about this podcast is I can pull numbers. And I'm kind of a numbers guy now. It's weird. I never used to be, but I am analytics, numbers driven, data driven individual. And I'm able to pull the numbers for the podcast, how many streams we get, how many streams per week, how many each one gets. And I can see the cities that stream the most. Now, we got some local communities that are pretty heavy streamers, but I want to shout out to the people of Roanoke, Virginia. Roanoke, Virginia is in our top 5 streaming cities. So of the podcast, so I want to shout out to them real quick because I thought that was super cool. I can see all those numbers. I've got a whole list that I'm going to go through every week. Now I'm going to give shout outs to these specific cities of listeners because
they're just in the wrong Roanoke.
Yeah. I mean, maybe so, but at the same time, they wish they were here.
I mean, they wish they were in this one.
They wish they were in this here. And that's our job here at Outer Banks this week is to make them feel like they're here. That's the idea. But again, love the fact that we've got listeners all over. We got listeners in Africa. We've got listeners in, I think there was like one stream in Antarctica or something crazy. Yeah, like I said, I can see these numbers. It was one, but we still reached an Eskimo or something.
Definitely wished he was here.
Yes. So, but it's just really cool to be able to see those numbers. So I think every week now I'm going to pull a city that is a pretty heavy listening area of our podcast and give them a shout out. So if you're from Roanoke, Virginia, hello. And if you're listening to this, shoot me an email. And that goes for anybody that's listening to the podcast. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Let us know where you're from. I want to be able to shout out to you folks. Podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. Simple. Podcast@outerbanksthisweek.com. So give me an email. Shoot me an email and say what's up. That's all we want you to do. Let us know where you're from. Miss Barbara, did you have a shout out to the side, or we will jump right into some DEF fun?
Well, I want to give a shout out to all of the hardworking teachers and principals out there that are getting through this season. It's getting towards the end of a semester. They have been working so hard to bring joy to their classrooms. And one of the things that I get to see as a part of my job at this time of year in particular is their request for funding for their school and their classroom to do even cooler things. And they come up with the most creative ideas of things that like a school budget just would never support, but people like us can come together and fund and make happen for them. And so we just finished a review, and I actually have to kind of keep it top secret because we go into their classrooms with these surprise checks.
Oh, really?
And we call it the prize patrol, and like the students get really excited. It's this big moment where it's like, your teacher is an award-winning teacher.
Nice.
And they came up with this idea. But some of the cool things we got to fund last year were like drums for students across multiple elementary schools.
Okay.
Robots. Things that are just like, that could be the thing for a student that brings their learning to life for them, where they're like, school is not the place for me, but this thing now, okay, I see myself, I feel welcome. So it's all due to the hardworking teachers and the principals that have those ideas. So definitely want to give them a shout out. And then I think the other thing is all the people that make that possible. One of the things that we've done is connect a lot with local businesses. I had the total pleasure of going to the Home Builders Association the other day.
Really? How was that?
For an oyster roast.
What?
Yes.
Look at all this fun you get to have.
And actually, they called that their board meeting. So gave me some ideas. I was like, we should be maybe doing this a little differently.
So you went to the Home Builders Association. They had an oyster roast. That was their meeting.
That was their board meeting.
Their board meeting.
But some of the Home Builders Association members have been big supporters too. And one of the things that we gave them the opportunity to do this year was support college scholarships in kind of a field of interest. And so we had Kellogg Building Supply there, and they're doing a scholarship for someone to go into the trades and study at COA. So it's a way of really enhancing our local talent. We had Harmony Cabinets there, who's a Home Builders Association member, and they're also investing in carpentry students and the carpentry program in Dare County Schools. So it was just really a wonderful moment to connect.
That's pretty rad. Yeah. Definitely pretty rad. All right. Well, any more shout outs? Are we good there?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do
all day.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Again, we talked about we're in a season of giving. We just had Giving Tuesday, and there's so many different fantastic organizations locally and in your area, wherever you're listening from, that you can give to. But for me, it's definitely the Dare Education Foundation. I found that I love doing things for the kids, whether it be coaching, whether it be volunteering at my son's school, whether it be PTO. And I remember I was getting ready to go eat lunch with my son one day at Manny Elementary School, and I saw a DEF. It was the annual report. And I picked it up, and I was just kind of thumbing through it, reading through it. And I was like, I think I want to maybe I wanted to, I'll just send an email. I'll just shoot an email real quick. Hey, I'm kind of interested in maybe helping out. What can I do? And it wasn't even, I don't know, less than a couple hours later, Miss Barbara had emailed me back and was like, hey, I'd love to talk to you sometime. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Okay. I really honestly wasn't sure if I was going to get anything back, because you never know when you send an email out, is it going to fall on blind eyes, or will somebody actually pay attention to it? And I was really glad, because then we were able to connect, we were able to talk, and then y'all welcomed me in. And I was very thankful for that. Something I'm thankful for is being involved with this organization. So with Ms. Barbara, she is the director of Dare Education Foundation, her office, central office in Nag's Head. And this is what she does day in, day out. So let's start with the Dare. What is the Dare Education Foundation? It's been a long, how long has it been around? It's been around for a while.
20 years.
Oh,
well,
my God.
You know, officially 21, maybe around this week.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, it was like November of 2002.
Oh, gosh. I was a senior in high school. Yes, I was a senior. I'm old.
And gosh. Then when they were about to graduate you, they're like, we really need to spend more on education.
So it was back in 2002 when this kind of got up off the ground and became the organization that it is. So over the last 20 years. So again, we'll go through the history of that. But what exactly is the Dare Education Foundation?
So we're a local nonprofit that's focused on enhancing the instructional resources available to every single school in Dare County. You know, you have your PTA. This is a little different. This is something that's supporting district-wide initiatives, things that can really make an impact across all of our schools, regardless of the income levels of those schools. It really addresses some of that disparity in our communities that we have. So we do grants all the way down to Hatteras, all the way up to Kitty Hawk. And some of that is for district-wide initiatives, things like teacher professional development.
Would that be like somebody wanted to go back and further education type stuff?
It's that and everything in between. So sometimes it's a funding for a teacher to go to a conference. We sent all the music educators to the statewide conference, for example, last year.
Cool.
But it also were things like their exam fees.
Teaching
is a weird profession where some of our teachers actually have to pay to play. There's these exams they have to take in order to teach in their field, and that comes out of pocket for them. But with us, we're able to reimburse them in full for those expenses of those exams, and the donor dollars go directly to cover things like that. We also are so proud of this district's accomplishments in becoming one of the top districts in the nation for National Board Certified Teachers.
What? No
and
way.
A lot of that is a result of having funds available for our teachers to be able to do that work. And we provide reimbursements for a portion of their fees related to that. And National Board Certification, as someone who's not a teacher, you're like, well, why does that really matter? You could just do a graduate degree, but that actually increases their pay. So it means our teachers are getting paid a little bit more. And it's a very rigorous process. They're going through like video scenarios of their teaching, rewatching that, seeing what they did wrong, how they can improve. So it's a huge learning experience for the teachers that do it.
That's pretty awesome. So we help kind of, we, or their education foundation, which I say we because I'm on the board. Yeah. helps to pay and keep that going for the teachers. Now, what about, I heard something about teacher housing.
Oh yeah, we do that too. We're one of this, we have this super unique model that people call me from all over the nation about. How did you do this? How do you possibly provide teacher affordable housing? We own and operate two apartment complexes here in the Outer Banks, one down in Buxton and one in Kildevil Hills. They provide below market rate housing for our teachers and really directly support recruitment and retention of our teachers. We know how challenging housing is in our community. So often for our teachers, having a place to live is essential for them to be able to keep their jobs. This program really was only made possible by the strength of a community like this. It couldn't happen anywhere else because this is the kind of place where people do come together to do this kind of work. So it was funded by the community supporting it, as well as the State Employees Credit Union Foundation. To this date, we have completely full housing with a wait list. That's a huge challenge for us. We know the need is greater than what we can possibly meet, but it's such an idyllic spot. It's right next to the First Flight schools in the Kildevil Hills area, and it's right between both the Cape Hatteras schools down south. And we just have amazing tenants who I think feel connected to their community. They're living all with teachers too.
Yeah, they can kind of bounce off each other and assist each other if they need to. And I'm sure some of them are in the same schools as the others, and especially down in Hatteras, they're all in Hatteras schools. You know, up here in Kildevil Hills, you probably have some that teach at Manio, some that teach at First Flight, some that teach at Kitty Hawk.
That's right.
And Nag's Head. So, but again, that's definitely, like you said, and I did not know that you had like people inquiring from across the country. That speaks volume to the type of services that Dare Education found. That's just one of the few services that Dare Education Foundation provides for the teachers and the students and the faculty and the principals and everybody in Dare County. Can you give me an example? Now, you said something about some drums that you know, that a music teacher, I'm assuming, applied for. So teachers will send in, or principals even, right? Won't principals even send in some requests?
Even principals. I think, you know, you have a kid at Manio Elementary School, and Curtis Price has just had such fantastic ideas. One of the things he recently did was start birthday books.
I mean, yes.
When I was growing up, you did not want to go to the principal's office ever. And I think a lot of our new principals experience that sensation from the students they encounter. But what a creative idea to say, like, well, I'm going to make a trip to the principal's office and not be terrible.
No,
let's make it
course.
Where you get something great. You get to come to the office and pick out a book and actually get to know me as someone who's nice and giving. So we are so proud to support that project this last year. Some of the projects also, it's like we're just supporting a small portion of it. It might be something that the whole community is united around. For example, we did a grant to First Flight High School for advanced DNA testing, where now the students can do these lab experiments in an hour that would have taken multiple days before. And that was an initiative.
Wow.
I know.
That's wild.
I know. So it's not just like that these are projects that are something that's going to touch one student. These are often things that are going to touch many, many hundreds of students in a classroom.
That's pretty rad. So this is just a few of the examples that Dare Education Foundation that people apply for to get some grant money in order to buy these things for their students. And again, I mean, it speaks, again, everything we're talking about right now speaks to the volume of how wonderful of a foundation is it. It should be noted, I kind of want to throw this out there. My boss man here at Outer Banks this week, big boss. You met my other boss, the CEO, yeah. Phil, just a little bit ago. the big, big boss, Michael McCowan, who owns One Boat in Outer Banks this week, was a pioneer of the Dare Education Foundation. I thought that to be when I first went to him and said, hey, look, I'm on this. You know, he was asking me when I first started working here, the different organizations I was a part of. And when I mentioned this, he was like, wait a minute, really, really? Like, he really kind of dialed in on that. So anyway, I just needed to throw that out there real quick. So this is something that's personal to us as a company, the family, the McCowans that helped kind of help spearhead the effort of getting the Dare Education Foundation up and rolling. And we believe that this is a credible, incredible, but also a worthy nonprofit to give to during the season of giving. With that being said, I mean, you can go online. Where can, if people wanted to give, if somebody was like, gosh, you know what? I really want to help these teachers. I want to help these kids. I want to help the teacher housing. I want to do this. I want to do that. How can they get more information about that part?
The best place to go to is dareeducationfoundation.org, and it's really easy to give online securely through that. You can also sign up for our newsletter. Maybe you're not ready to give, or you're maybe interested in volunteering. It's been really wonderful to expand our volunteer team this year. We have a lot of things we've been able to do through the increased involvement from people in the community, whether that be like going out to events and meeting people directly and sharing the impact of donor dollars on our work. To organizing some really fun upcoming events. We need expertise in all different areas. I think a lot of people don't realize what it takes to run a nonprofit, but we need people like Michael McCowan who are committed to supporting education, who are like, you know what? I'm willing to volunteer some hours to help with thinking about marketing. I'm willing to give some hours to think about how you manage housing. I'm an expert from real estate and know leases. There's all kinds of different things and expertise and ways to get involved, which is why it always starts with like a conversation.
Yes.
It can start as simple as an email.
Absolutely. So there's a couple different ways that you can get involved. But you said something about events, and I feel like there's something coming up in February of next year, of 2024, that involves some pianos or something. I feel like we should touch on this really quickly. I know, because we're going to come back in probably January at some point and talk more about this to really stir the hype. But what is going on in February of next year? Talk to me about that real quick.
Well, we're so excited to bring our mission out into the community and make a fun event that brings people together while raising some money for our school. So we are bringing the New York dueling pianos to 108 Budley on February 9th. And you're hearing it here first.
Oh, look out.
Yes, we're so thrilled to have this. It's going to be more than a concert, and you can go to a concert any day, but this is a whole interactive experience. You can request songs. You can request them not to play songs. And it's going to be a kind of stand-up, fun party, not your sit-down, boring fundraiser with overcooked chicken. It's going to have beautiful cocktails from Kind Cocktails.
Yes.
They're going to be so delicious. Amazing chef Johanna Lachine, like my favorite chef ever here in the Outer Banks, is going to be preparing some buffet appetizers for people so that you don't get too festive on those Kind Cocktails. And there'll be, of course, beer and wine and live music all night long. It's going to be a total blast, and I hope everyone that's listening will come. Tickets are going to be $125 for an individual, or a discount if you get a sign up as a couple. It's $200. We also have some sponsorship packets available. If businesses are interested in doing reserved high top seating, and you even get a cocktail named after your business if you go that route. So that's a pretty fun thing. The details are going to be live on our website starting on Friday,
Friday, December 1st.
Friday, December 1st. So Okay. Check out that dareeducationfoundation.org website. And maybe you are totally a homebody and you're like, I will never go to a concert. You can always just donate. But I hope you'll join us because it's going to be so fun to dance, celebrate all that we're doing in the schools and just have a really good time.
Yeah, I'm really looking. My wife is actually very much looking forward to it. She's already picked out. She's got two dresses that she's, which one do I wear? And I'm like, honey, you know what? I mean, it's Valentine's Day. That one's red. This one's got sequins. Is that a like a,
sequins? And you know, sequins? That's a totally good point. So I didn't even realize when we scheduled this February 9th, but it is like literally the weekend of Valentine's week. So it is the night to make sense to go out and have a good time and dress up. And we're calling it semi-formal soiree. So I think, you know, sequins are appropriate for the ladies. And it's February. So it's like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
February night.
Exactly.
Like, come out.
Now, this event is going to be taking place where?
It's at 108 Budley in the beautiful, beautiful venue. If you haven't been there, it is not to be missed. We're so grateful for their support as well of this event. It's really been the whole community coming together again to like make this happen. But it has this gorgeous built-in features, and it feels like a swanky club. And it's going to feel like a swanky club
You
come out that night. We'll have coat check, too. We imagine it's going to be cold.
Right. Absolutely. So it's right here in downtown Mania, beautiful 108 Budley, as you were saying. And I'm going to go ahead and say this, like, because I know, like, I just my parents don't listen to podcasts. And I really hope that nobody ruins this. But good Christmas present, in my opinion, is experiences are kind of where it's at these days. I mean, my parents, they're 70 years old. You know what I mean? They're 70, early 70s. They've got everything they've ever wanted. My dad's got his cars. My mom's got anything she wants. All she tells my dad, he goes, they want the experiences now, in my opinion. I mean, they'd rather have something they can do. So with that being said, for Christmas, I'm buying them two tickets to this so that they can come and experience something like this. Because I don't believe they either one ever have. So, and I've never, I know I haven't.
I haven't either. I mean, it took some convincing from like a group of volunteers. This is what happens when you have a lot of heads in the room. You have people that have done much cooler things than you. And they're like, I've done this thing and I would go to it anytime, all of the time. It's so much fun. And people who don't know need to know. And we're going to get to find out together. But I don't think anyone's brought dueling pianos to the Outer Banks before.
I think you're right. I think you're right. That's a safe assumption. They've been here. I haven't heard of it. And I apologize if they have and somebody's screaming at me right now. Yes, we had a blah, blah, blah. Sorry, I haven't heard of it. So, but it's, I think it's going to be a first, like you were saying. So that's coming up on February 9th in downtown Manio at 108 Budley. And there's more details to come because we're going to have you come back in with maybe Macy or Kara or whomever else wants to come in. We'll just have the whole committee come in. That'll be fine. And talk more about that coming up in January. But again, all the details will be found online starting December 1st, dareeducationfoundation.org.
Go there anytime. Read more about us. You can see that annual report.
Yes, the annual report.
That convinced Justin he should get involved. You can get involved. And it's just been such a pleasure to serve the school district. It's hardworking people that make all of the magic happen for our kids. I've got a second grader. He comes home just in love with learning. And I know that wouldn't be happening in a lot of places.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's amazing. I think this is just such a precious gem we have here of a district. And I want to do everything I can to make it possible. If there's one thing I know in this world, education matters. I've never felt bad about doing this job any day. And I feel even better about it knowing we're going to have a big party to celebrate.
Yes, absolutely. And I would say just from the outside looking in and just kind of all the things that we've talked about and all the meetings that we've had and all the interactions that you and I've had, I believe you're doing a fantastic job. So that's, you take that for what it's worth, but I think you're doing great. So we appreciate you for all the hard work and effort and that you put into it as well. So this is Barbara from the Dare Education Foundation. Again, online, dareeducationfoundation.org. You can go there to give, and we encourage you to do so.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today and share our story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, don't go anywhere because you're going to stick around with me. We're going to jump into some events that are coming up in the near future real quick. But before we do that, I need to shout out right now to Gallup Roofing and Remodeling. They were founded back in 1952 by Roscoe and Gilda Gallup. Now it's owned and operated by Mr. Rex Simpson since 1990. That's someone I needed to shout out to earlier and I didn't. Tucker Simpson, his son, helped me tremendously running back and forth getting that parade organized this past Saturday for the Wan Chi's Christmas. So Tucker, thank you so much. It really probably wouldn't have helped. It wouldn't have gone off the way it did without your help for sure. So I want to shout out to him. But they've got over 70 years of experience in Northeast North Carolina, specializing in different types of roof. Is it roof or roof? I used to get picked on for that. I say roof. I'm sorry.
I think you shouldn't get picked on for saying it either way. I think there's a.
Okay. All right.
Neither way is wrong.
I used to get poked fun at.
Either way.
I don't know. But any type of roof repair, I'll say roof, exterior home repair. They do a lot of different things in the remodeling side. They have a crane service over there as well. You can visit them online at galluproofing.com or call them at 252-473-2888. And you can tell them you heard all about it right here with us, the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Greatly appreciate their support in the podcast. Again, I can't say enough nice things about Rex Simpson and his family. They've been fantastic folks in the community, and I appreciate them so much. Right there in Wan Chi's, Gallup Roofing and Remodeling. I'm going to jump into some events real quick. Ms. Barbara, you feel free to jump in and give me your opinion on some of them if you'd
okay.
like. I want to start with highlight the winter high school athletics. So I always talked about in the fall, like, okay, we got football, we got volleyball, we got soccer, all the different fall events, but there's also wintertime events, wrestling, high school basketball, swimming, I believe, is going on at the same at this moment as well. So keep in mind, go support high school athletics, whether it be First Flight, Cape Hatteras, Manio. Support these athletic events and show these kids that we appreciate all their athleticism that they're putting on and representing our area. So I want to throw that out there real quick. Other than that, and there's all these events that I'm going to talk about right now can be found online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Keep that in mind. Coming up, starting today, Thursday, November 30th, 12 Bars of Christmas begins. Woo. Yeah, are you familiar with this whole 12 bars thing?
Well, it wasn't 12 bars last year. It's gotten bigger.
Yes.
And I made it to 2 last year, and it was so incredibly sweet. Just loved it. Went to restaurants I don't normally go to. They're ones you can't get into in the on season. Didn't really think to go in the off season. Got me in there and they were just adorable. So yeah, Lucky 12 was the one I went to, and Bonzer Shack. Bonzer Shack had like this adorable little Grinch igloo. So I can't wait to see what they do this year. And with the expanded group, definitely plan on hitting it up again.
I can tell you for sure that Jingle 12, Lucky 12, Jingle 12, we will be going there. My wife's birthday, we're actually going to have a little party there for her. And my wife is like a huge fan of the Home Alone movies. And Two Roads has got McAllister's Corner. So all Home Alone stuff. So you best believe we're going to be there as well. She's already sending me like screenshots and like tagging me in Facebook posts and stuff like that for the 12 bar. So that's something that's going to be going on throughout the month of December. Also coming up, we got First Friday on December 1st in downtown Manio. There's going to be the tree lighting going on down there. Frost Colony. So the Lost Colony Tavern, they rebrand in this time of the year. They did Ghost Colony. They did Harvest Style. It was Brost Colony for Oktoberfest, Ghost Colony for Halloween. Then they did the Harvest Colony. I cannot remember what it's called right now. Gino, don't shoot me. But now they've got Frost Colony instead of Lost Colony.
That's
Frost
adorable.
Colony Tavern. That's something pretty cool. I haven't seen their menu yet, but I'm willing to bet it's going to be really unique. They change it up for the different styles and the different themes and whatnot. It's really neat what they do
reindeer
over there.
Reindeer bone marrow.
That would be cool. That would be cool. So that's something that's going to be going on as well. And I know that with Outer Banks Distilling being part of the 12 bars, they're going to be doing some fun things in downtown Manio for First Friday. So that's coming up, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Also, something that's going to be going on Friday, December 1st, trivia at Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden. Okay. Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden, the Lost Colony Brewery itself, they're actually providing the brew for the signature event in February. So shout out to Paul Sharon for doing that. And graciously, he's like, whatever you need. So it was cool to do that. But they have a trivia there on Friday nights. It seems to get a lot of attention. And my brother is the bartender over there. He actually just won Best of the Beach, Best Bartender. Shout out to Dirt. And he's looking forward to you coming in and doing trivia. So that's going to be happening on Friday night. And then Kerala Christmas Village kicks off. Are you familiar with this Kerala Christmas Village?
I have not been. but I saw they have an ice skating rink this
yes,
year.
I saw that too. That's
going to
be
definitely going. I need the reviews. I need to know how long is the wait.
See, and that's the thing. Like, Wanchee's Marina actually did that a few years ago, and it was very successful for them as well. So being a Kerala ice skating rink, I mean, I'm not gonna. The one time I tried to ice skate, it really didn't end very well for me. And I don't know. I might try it again, but I'm going to hesitate, just to tell you the truth. I was in Dallas,
just
Texas.
Cling to the wall.
Well, I got cocky. Like, I was holding on to my ex's hand in Dallas, Texas, the Galleria Mall in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, it didn't end well.
And I got, after she let go, and I was like, all right, I got this. And I started trying to think I was like Tanya Harding or somebody. I don't know, Nancy Kerrigan. And I didn't end very well. So we won't do that again. I may try it again. We'll see.
I definitely want to go to the Kerala Christmas Village. We wanted to go last year, and the weather just didn't cooperate on the nights we were available. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be the year. I know that it's supposedly really cute with the shops, and they do like little lights around the street and have little interactive things.
See, that's really cool. That's really cool.
But
so
we live up that way. So okay. It's, you know.
Yeah. Well, again, closer. Yeah, that's definitely something that you can do as well. And I mean, I may make the trip. My wife will probably be like, we're going up there. So we'll probably end up there at some point. Anything Christmas related, my wife just gravitates.
Well, you got the suit, so just.
I do have the suit. That's true.
And
I'm going to break that suit out on Saturday, December 2nd.
The parade.
Well, no, not for that. I'll tell you when, but there is the parade coming up this Saturday in downtown or in Mania, starting at 10 a.m. from the high school going all the way and looping down through downtown Mania.
I love that event. That's like the kickoff for Christmas in my mind here in the Outer Banks. It's just, you get all the school kids out there, the marching bands, and it's just like, it almost feels like a big parade.
No, it is.
I mean, like, big time New York, you know?
Oh, I got you. Big
it's
time
like,
New
it's
York
like
type
everyone's
stuff.
Everyone's there, and there's candy flying everywhere, and there's people marching. And
it's also the Winter Wonderland at Manny Elementary School happening that same day at 11 a.m. So there's that. Also, the Duck Yuletide celebration at the Ducktown Park is going to be at 3 o'clock that afternoon. It's also should be noted the 16th holiday tour of homes will be going on in downtown Manio as well that day. So many different things going on Saturday, December 2nd. It's crazy. There's a wine pairing, something that's going on every Saturday from now until the end of the year. A wine pairing with a cause at Owen's Restaurant in Nag's Head. The new owners, Rick and Erica, love them. Super sweet people. They are doing this wine. It's a 5-course wine dinner where you buy it, you pay for it, and they give a portion of the proceeds back to a local charity. It's been, I think, the food banks and stuff like that here in Dare County. They've been giving it back to that, make sure nobody goes hungry this holiday season.
Oh, it's so important.
Yeah. So he did a podcast with us. You might have to take a listen to a few weeks ago that he explains why he's doing that. It's a really heartfelt, moving story that he tells in regard to that. So that's going on throughout the rest of this year, I guess we should say, for every Saturday between now and New Year's. The wine pairing with a cause at Owen's Restaurant, that's going to be from 5 until 9. But the one I'm looking forward to that my Santa suit's going to be busted out for is the Bash at the Beach arm wrestling tournament that's taking place Saturday at Longboards in Kitty Hawk. Okay, so if you're in Kitty Hawk, and I know people I get laughed at all the time for this. That's one of my favorite pastimes is arm wrestling, right? I'm not the greatest at it, but I like to do it. And we have fun, and we got a lot of good, strong competitors from around the region, from other states that come into town just for this. Big competition that they do, or that we do. There's a group of us that kind of put it on. We're trying to make it like a regular, reoccurring annual event. But I encourage people that are not sure about it to come in and see what it is. Because, yeah, when we get on the table, we definitely want to win. But at the same time, when it's over, we're shaking each other's hands. We're hugging each other. And we might go buy them a Pepsi at the bar. So that's the thing. And like people are like, oh, well, it's at Longboards. I can't take my kids in there. But you can. And here's the thing. I know a friend of mine named Mr. Charlie Snow. His grandkids love arm wrestling, and they're little. They're like 6, 7, 8 years old, somewhere in there. And they always want to arm wrestle them. And I told him, I said, Mr. Charlie, bring them. You know, we're not going to be cussing, raising cane, and fighting with each other. It's not going to be like that. It's a kind of a gentleman's sport, if that makes any sense. I don't know.
Think it sounds like a total blast. I mean, you got the Christmas tree lot right there, so you can like get your tree. It's perfect. But well, tell me, what's Bash on the Beach?
It's the arm wrestling tournament.
That's the name
Bash
of the tournament.
Okay. The name of the tournament is Bash at the Beach 3.
Okay.
It's the third one.
I kept hearing about Bash at the Beach, and I thought it was like baseball.
No. Bash at the Beach 3 is it's our arm wrestling tournament. This is our third installment of it. So that's going to be going on. The weigh-in start at 4 o'clock. The tournament, we're going to try to get it to start. It says 6 o'clock online. It's when it starts. But we're going to try to get it to start earlier. If we have all of our competitors there and we can tell that there's nobody else has indicated that they're coming or whatnot, we're going to try to start a little bit earlier than 6. But that will be the start time at the absolute latest. So that's awesome. Something coming up. Also want to just real quick, coming up on Friday, December the 8th, the Great American Trailer Park Christmas Musical. Yeah, the Theater of Dare is putting this on right there in Kitty Hawk. So that's something I thought was really cool. That's going to be at 7:30. They got some different dates that this is going to, it's not just a one night thing. That's just the first night. It's opening night for them is Friday, December 8th, the Great American Trailer Park Christmas Musical. I saw that pop up online. And I felt like, I got to mention that.
Every single thing I've gone to there has just been so fantastic. They do a really great job on their productions.
See, I've always thought about, I want to maybe play an extra. I don't know that I want a speaking part. I think I would just rather, I've always wanted to do it, but it's just finding the amount of time to dedicate to it is just difficult. Because I told my wife, and she looked at me like I was nuts. I was like, no, I think it would be fun to just be in a play. Why not?
Yes,
so, I think so. I mean, I'm already dramatic enough, according to some people. So that being said, why not? Why not be a little more dramatic? That being said, all these events and more can be found on our website, outerbanksthisweek.com. All right. That's pretty much a wrap, Barbara. I've had a lot of fun with you here. Yeah. Thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. Again, DareEducationFoundation.org. If you would like to make a donation, you want to learn more about what we do as an organization and how we give to the students and the teachers and everything, the administrators alike, and how we stay involved. And it's definitely an organization, in my opinion, worth giving to this giving season. There's lots of organizations out there. I'm not telling you not to give to your favorite one at all, but consider the Dare Education Foundation as a place to give something to, give your funds to, give your time to, give your energy to, in order to make it the greatest organization in the world. No, you get what I'm saying.
Make Dare County schools the best schools in the world.
There you go. That's it. Make the schools the best schools. That's what I meant to say. All right. Next week, I'm going to have, so there's been some question coming up. I got Catherine Stewart. I call her Meow Meow because that's just when her, so she's a client of ours here at Outer Banks this week. She owns Silver Bonsai in Manio. They had to close for a little while, but they're finally reopened again, I believe. And she wants to come in and talk about what happened, why they were closed. There was a lot of question around that, and just talk about some different things that they have in case you're looking for that perfect Christmas gift. So Miss Catherine Stewart, or I'm gonna call her.
Her work's beautiful.
Yes,
beautiful gifts there. Her daughter was one of our scholarship recipients.
Was she really?
For college out in California doing the art school thing.
No kidding. Yes. I did not know that.
That's how small of a beach this is. But exactly, they were a business impacted by several things totally out of their control, and we were there to say, you know what, we believe in Elise and what she can do. She's amazingly talented, and she was able to get a bunch of scholarships, including from us.
That's excellent. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, we're going to talk to her next week. She's going to come in and chit-chat with us about Silver Bonsai and all the fun that's going on there as far as getting it back reopened and anything you can get there for the Christmas season or the holiday season. They'd be happy to show it to you. And like Miss Barbara was saying, another one of the products, her daughter, part of the product of Dare Education Foundation. It's a beautiful thing. See, we're everywhere. So, all right, that's going to do it. Outer Banks This Week podcast, all brought to you by Wanchese Marina in Wanchese, right there at 4457 Mill Landing Road and online at wanchesemarina.com. Again, Ms. Barbara, thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it. And again, you can give to the Dare Education Foundation online at dareeducationfoundation.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We're out of here. Later.
This has been another epic edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Follow us on social media and be sure to listen every Thursday for a new episode.